Praise the Lord. We are still praising the Lord in our seat. I want to believe if we are seated, like we are having a conference meeting at work, we are all seated, and the CEO, top general manager, whatever they call their accolade, walks in through the door, what do? We all stand up and say, welcome, sir. Now, I want us to sit down again. We're going to do the exercise. Pardon me this morning. And we're going to praise the King of Kings, the maker of the whole world. So I say, praise ye the Lord. As we all stand for the Lord will cause men and women to stand before us in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The wonderful thing about today's service is that part of what I wanted to say, Dickness Grace started it. Brother Shegun picked it up. And Pastor himself almost finished it. But thank God that God gave small room for me to say my own. Come on, let's give Jesus a round of applause. Amen. Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you because you have come to send forth your word into our heart. Daddy, I am just a vessel. You are the word. Speak your word yourself, O Lord. Daddy, what we'll be hearing today, Lord, let it work for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Help us to put it into practice. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, before we sit down, if you have your Bible with you, please take it up. We're going to make a quick confession together. If you don't have your Bible, if you have the electronic Bible, please have it with you. And please say with me, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
Say it with confidence.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I have what it says I have.
I am what it says I have.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
Today,
I will be taught the word of God.
I boldly confess.
My mind is the Lord's.
My heart is receptive.
And I will never be the same.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give Jesus a round of applause.
The Lord is going to help me with the time today. I'm not preaching such of a message, but I am just here to encourage myself and to encourage you. But the topic for what I will be talking about is planted by the riverside. Planted by the riverside. Look at someone beside you with confidence. Tell them, stay connected. Say to somebody else again, say, stay connected. Psalm 1 verse 3. Psalm 1 verse 3. Says, ye shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever it dwells shall prosper. Now, we see the tree is connected to the riverside. While the tree is connected to the riverside, it draws its source from the river. That means that tree cannot go wither. Because come sun, come shine, the connection is there with the source. And when Pastor was saying this morning about the ego, and the wind, we see the connection. The eagle connects to the wind and just relax and lets the wind toward do the propelling while it conserves its energy. Say to someone again with assurance, say, stay connected. This morning, I'll be using three funny instruments for my message. And those instruments, the Lord will use it to speak to us this morning. Amen. Don't laugh at my phone. It's not the best of the phone. How many of us has a mobile phone here? Can you bring out your mobile phones, please? Those of us who has the Pro Max, Max Pro, and the big ones. So I know mine is like an apology, but bear with me. You see, Uncle Austin has showed me that there's levels. Don't worry, I'll hold my camera too. Praise the Lord. How many of us has a charger to our phones? Yeah, that's fine. But you have a charger? I have one here. And thank God for we are not using NEPA here that we say night can go anytime. We all have a source of power supply in our houses. Praise the Lord. Those are the three things I'll be using to talk to us this morning. And please just open your heart and the Lord will sow the seed of his word. As human, we are so attached to this phone that we don't really think so hard to see the applicability of this phone to our lives. Just follow me in the heights of this phone. It will get to a point I will switch and you will understand what I'm saying. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Most at times, we stay disconnected from our source of power, being carried away by the trials and challenges of this world. And it's so funny that when challenges and trials comes, rather than running to the throne, the first thing we run to is to the phone. We started making calls. Oh, brother, oh, sister, this is what has happened to me. Why not run straight to the throne? The one who knows you before you were formed from your mother's womb. The ones who has the manual that can tell you, okay, go to section A verse B. You will see it there, which is what? The word of God. Quickly, what are the attributes of our phones? We all have a phone. What do? We make calls with our phone. We store informations. What else? We browse with our phone. We send messages. We can delete, we can add. We can restore to factory setting. It's interesting, a lot of things we can do with our phone. But men studied the life of human to create the phone. Psalm 119 verse 7. Psalm 119 verse 7. I will praise you with uprightness of heart, and I will learn your righteous judgment. I will praise you with uprightness. I will praise you with uprightness of heart. I will learn your righteous judgment. How many of us has learned about the full usefulness of your phone? Our phone, we store messages, we store information into the phone. What do you store in your heart? The phone has a memory. Our heart has a memory. What do you store in your heart? Most of times we spend all our days on the phone looking for things that probably we need to work on, we need to improve on. But what do you store in your heart? 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 9. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9 says, as for you, my son Solomon, know the Lord of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all the heart and understands all the intent of the thought. If you seek him, you will find. He will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. A lot of times we browse through our heart. If the Lord browses through our heart, I want to believe a lot of us can browse from our phone. If the Lord should browse through your heart this morning, what will be the content? It's a question. If the Lord should browse through our heart this morning, what will be the content? Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Philippians 4 verse 8. Say, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate on these things. What message do you send to your heart? What message do you send to yourself? What do you meditate on? See, most times we get carried away by our daily activities that we don't even have time to search, have a look, meditate upon the Word of God. The Lord help us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Most of the times when we have so many things running through our phone becomes low in memory. And when our phone becomes low in memory, what do? We delete. Is that not? To create some space in our phone. We delete things so that we can have enough space in the memory. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. Say, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing everything into captivity to the obedience of Christ. How many times have we woken up to sit down with God and just begin to imagine things in our life that shouldn't be there. Things that are not working according to God's own will and plan for our life. And they are baggages that we are carrying alongside in our journey of life. It's time to cast them down. Just like your phone. You look at the application running in your life. Backbiting, malice, inability to withstand others. If it's running in your life and you look, this is occupying a memory space that I can use for anything, you ought to have what? Delete it. And this morning I want to encourage you, delete that application that is running in the operating system of your life, that God can have more space to work on you. The Lord will give us the grace to do in Jesus' name. Amen. It gets to a point in our phone and the possibly running on iOS 4, and when there's iOS 5, iOS 16, what do? You update. Am I correct? Romans chapter 2, sorry, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Say, do not be conformed to to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. The renewer of your mind. How often do we wake up in the morning to renew our mind with the word of God? How often do we wake up in the morning? Just like sometimes you leave your phone overnight and automatically it updates itself. How often do you update yourself with the word of the Lord? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. And it gets to a point of our phone's life cycle that after updating, upgrading, of everything doesn't work, what do we do? You restore back to factory setting. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Most of the time in the journey of life, we feel so overwhelmed by the challenges and trials that we're passing through. And we just feel all hope is lost. The Bible says, come back to the Creator and let Him make everything become new. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The truth is that most times we come to the presence of God disconnected, making us to walk in isolation. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Say, examine yourself as to whether you are in faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? I'll come back to the three items I spoke about earlier on. The mobile phone, the charger, and the source of power. We as human, we are just like this mobile phone. This is the charger. That is the presence of God in the church. And the power supply is the Holy Spirit. When you come to the church, are you connected to the church? When the service is going on, are you receptive to the word of God? And when you are in the attitude of praises, the attitude of God moving, are you connected to receive from God? Many a times we come to the presence of God, we enjoy the atmosphere, especially when you go to a church where the oration is high and the pastor is just blasting and everybody's shouting, yes, come on, ride on, pastor. Are their heart connected to the source to receive from the throne of grace? Or they just carried away by the whips, the wind that is tearing up at that moment? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. We need to learn to connect to God. Because honestly, most of the times when we come to church, we just come in isolation of these three things. We might be physically present in church, but not connected to God. And once we are not connected to God, it is difficult to collect from God. The Lord will give us the grace to collect from Him in Jesus' name. The Lord will give us the grace to connect from Him in Jesus' name. A lot of distractions goes around in our heart. But once we are connected to the Holy Spirit, once we are connected to His move in the service, it's easy for us, for God, to do what He alone can do. The Lord will do what He alone can do in us in Jesus' name. Amen. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Say, do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bond servant. I will not be a bond servant of Christ. Many a times, we want to do things that will please men rather than do things that will please God. The Lord will help us to please Him in Jesus' name. It is interesting because a lot of things comes up, a lot of doctrines, a lot of information comes up, and everyone tends to tell you, this is what is right. This is what is right. But have you gone back to check what is right from the Word of God? Or you come back to Dr. Google to browse what men have said? See, we thank God for the renewing of our mind by His words. Because if not for the Word of God that the Lord has given us the grace to plant in our heart, a lot of us might have been swept away by doctrines of this world. The Lord will plant us with His words in Jesus' name. These three links cannot be broken: man, the church, and God. That is where God calls fellowship. When God created man in the Garden of Eden, He wants man to be in His presence. He wants man to be connected. But distraction and individual activities pushes man away from God. We're going to be praying to God this morning to help us to be reconnected back to the source in the name of Jesus. Matthew 14, 34 to 36. See, when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of the place recognized him, they sent out into all the surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick. See, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and many as touched it were made perfectly well. Many that connect to it were made well, perfectly well. How many of us are willing to be connected to the throne of grace this morning? I pray that the Lord will release the healing upon us in Jesus' name. I pray that the Lord will reconnect us back to Him this morning in Jesus' name. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Say, and we have known and believed that the love that God has for us. God is love. He who abides in love abides in God and in Him alone. God is love. And if you want to connect with God, we must all learn to love one another. Love your neighbors. Love those who work against you. That is what the Bible teaches us. You see, when I was teaching the teenagers this morning, they one asked a question and said, okay, we're preaching about love. And the Bible says, if someone slaps you on the right cheek, you turn the left cheek and let them slap. And I think the person asked a question and said, what if the person continue to just be, is just giving you left, right, left, right, left, right? What are you going to do? And I said to them, you just do as the Bible says. See, it's going to get to a time that person that is giving you left and right will start thinking, who is stupid here? And this person, I am doing this wrong to this person. And literally speaking, they are looking at it as physical slap. But what the Bible is telling us, someone does you wrong. Instead of you to run away, you say to that person, the Lord bless you. I do understand sometimes it's the work of the enemy, but I trust that God will help us overcome. And the person comes back again to do the same wrong thing to you, and you still say to them, I know the Lord is working in you. We shall overcome. The person does the same wrong to you again, and you still say to the person, God's love is awesome upon you, and you just keep pushing. It's going to get to a point that person will look at himself and, or herself and say, something must be wrong with one of us here. And they start to ponder on it. And just leave every other thing to the work of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit begins to minister to them and say, have you not seen that despite the wrong you are doing to brother X, sister Y, they did not retaliate or do you evil. So why do you still keep doing that evil? And you leave God to work on their heart. The Lord will give us the grace to push forward in Jesus' name. The Lord will strengthen us to keep pushing forward in Jesus' name. We need to learn to maximize the potentials of God in us. Because once we get our phone, we tend to explore all the capabilities of this phone. Have you sat down to explore the capabilities of God through His Word? Or have you just limited yourself to what Pastor says, to what Pastor Mrs. says? Pastor Mrs. comes, quotes to you, yes. That is it. Or do you go back home to explore the power behind the words that has been spoken? If we look at our lives through the eyes of this mobile phone, there's one thing that is very, very essential in this mobile phone. What is it? The battery. What is the status of your battery life with God? Are you running low on battery, or are you fully charged? You see, even if this phone is fully charged, the moment you disconnect it from the source of power, it starts to go down. It starts to go down, which is many of us. We get connected to the source, and due to challenges and trials of this world, we get drifted away. We start to go down. And if we are not careful, if the grace of God is not in operation, we go flat. But once we realize that we are going down, we run back to the source of power. We get the spiritual energy. We keep pushing forward. The Lord will help your battery not to run down in Jesus' name. The Lord will cause your battery not to run down in Jesus' name. We need to learn to renew ourselves. And the only way you can renew yourself is through the Word of God. We all grew to encounter different challenges. We all grew to encounter different trials. We cannot overcome the same challenges the same way. And that is why God did His miracles in different way. Look at Moses. Moses got to the Red Sea. He parted the Red Sea. Who again? Joshua went to the Red Sea. Parted the Red Sea. Elijah got to the Red Sea, struck the Red Sea, and parted the Red Sea. But Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, looked at it as, this has all done in the ways of men. How can I prove myself supreme to men? What did He do? He said, I don't have to part the Red Sea. He says, the earth is the Lord, and He created the world. He created the waters. He asked the waters to make the way for the land, so that they can be waters and land. But He wants to show to man that He has the power to control both the water and the land together. And He made the water and the land stay together, and He walked over it. That is the power of God, to show you He can walk in our lives in different way. The way and the manner which God is going to walk through your destiny, you do not know. Only if you want to stay connected to Him. The Lord will help us to stay connected to Him in Jesus' name. The Lord will help us to stay connected to Him in Jesus' name. A lot of times we feel our expectation cannot be met by God. But the only reason why our expectation is not met by God is because we have allowed our imagination to ruin our expectation. Because God needs your imagination to fulfill your expectation. If the imagination is not there, God cannot meet that expectation. You need to connect to God through your own imagination. That is why it says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, 20. It says, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly. Now, before God can do exceedingly for you and I, you will definitely have an expectation. It's just like a son says to his daddy, "Dad, I need a trainers, a Nike." But because the son knows his dad's capability, he knows that my dad can afford this set of trainers, and said, "Dad, I need what? Nike Air Max." Nike Air Max is in categories. The prices differs. And the dad goes to that, to JT Sport, and bought what? Nike Air Max, the top range. Now, the boy has an imagination of what? Nike Air Max. His expectation to his, to what? To have a Nike Air Max. Now, because the dad has the financial capability, he bought him Nike Air Max at the top range. That is what our God can do. All he needs for you is connect to him with an imagination. Connect to him with a request. Connect to him with a desire. And now leave to him what? To meet that desire. And if you stay connected, he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above that which you are expecting. The Lord will exceed your expectation in the name of Jesus. The Lord will exceed your heart's desire in Jesus' name. To stay connected to God, gratefulness is important. Because one, we live a life of grumbling, a life that is not satisfied with our current status. We are disconnecting from God. We are telling God, "What have you done?" Just like human, someone does something for you and that person is expecting your gratitude, and you are telling the person, "It's like God bless my Yoruba people." And what they say is, "What have you done that somebody has not done before? What have you done to that person?" You have physically disconnected yourself. If that person has the capacity to exceed what they've done for you before, they will neglect you and go and do for someone else, because you have decided to willfully disconnect yourself from the source of your help. You will not disconnect yourself from the source of your help in Jesus' name. Yes. We need to stay connected to God. Say, you will never be grateful for who you are if you keep comparing yourself with what others are. And that is not, does not please God. God says you are wonderfully, fearfully made. You are unique. In your own place, God has created you to be you. Why then compare yourself with another person? Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Romans 12, verse 6 says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith." God has given you the grace for what he has placed in your hand. Why are you now looking at the disgrace that is waiting to happen to somebody? You see, if God has given you a Peugeot 2007, God knows that you have the capacity to manage that Peugeot 2007. He knows if he should give you a Ferrari 2019, death is awaiting you. That is why he has given you that to manage, because he knows gradually you will grow to a stage where you will be able to manage whatever is put into your hand, which is Ferrari. The Lord will give us the grace to connect in Jesus' name. Amen. In conclusion, how do we stay connected to God? We need to surrender all to him. See, sometimes we say, in order of priority, we make God the first. We make God the first. Thank God for God. But do you put God first? See, making God the first is not the question now. The because God stays on the first. Because in order of priorities, when another priority comes, it comes over what is the first. Am I correct? But have you decided that this is a default setting? Come sun, come shine. God stays the first, regardless of all. The Lord will give us the grace to make him the first in Jesus' name. Surrender all to him. Secondly, say, turn thoughts into prayers. To stay connected to God, you surrender all to him. Then you turn all your thoughts through prayer. Learn to come and ask him. Ask the Lord. Ask the Father who is able to do, who can give you what he has promised. Learn to ask. Seek. Number three, be still and listen. Isaiah 11 verse 2. Quickly. Isaiah 11 verse 2. Isaiah 11 verse 2. See, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and mind. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God. That will only come if we are what? If we be still and listen to God. Finally, be full of gratitude. Be full of gratitude. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. Say, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Whatsoever it is that you are passing through, you have an expectation that has not been met yet. Give thanks. Because the will of God is there to be fulfilled if your heart of gratitude is there. I want to encourage us this morning. Anyone here, you feel you've stayed disconnected from God, come back to him. Come and connect to him this morning. He's always there. The source of power is always there. All you need to do is what? Stay connected. Shall we rise up as we pray?